This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. 844-236-6010. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off the website. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team right off the website by clicking on the Join the Team link. For a one-time $30 fee, you can be in business for yourself. Have yourself a longevity business. Help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. You can call 866-735-2470 as well if you want to speak to a real live person, or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. 844-236-6010 is our number. We've got Seth Breedlove coming up at the bottom of the hour in our third segment, director of the new film, The Mothman Legacy. I don't know if you guys saw The Mothman, but that was a really cool movie, a 1960s phenomenon. The Mothman is a 1960s phenomenon. Anyway, I think the movie came out in the 1980s or so. The Mothman Legacy is a movie about a very interesting urban myth, the legend of the Mothman. We'll talk about the Mothman and the movie, The Mothman Legacy, with the director, Seth Breedlove, in our third segment. And we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. So, we have been talking about the nature of fats and the nature of water, the nature of lipophilic nutrients, the nature of fat-soluble nutrients, and it may seem like it's getting in the weeds a little bit, but to really understand how fats work and how water works, kind of how water-soluble nutrients work, it helps you understand how to get them into your system more effectively. If you understand that water-soluble nutrients come in and out, and they're easy to extract, but they're easily excreted, you know you want to be continuously supplying your body with the B vitamins, with vitamin C, with electrolytes through vegetables, through fruits, produce, supplements, veggie juices, soups, organ meats. You want to make sure that you're constantly supplying your body with these water-soluble nutrients. On the other hand, the fat-soluble nutrients you don't need to constantly supply your body with because they're stored. But you have to help your body utilize them or extract them from foods because they're hard to extract. They stick. That's why they're stored. They stick. That's why they're hard to extract. The invisible world always leads to the visible world. One of the problems that we have in health
in the way we treat our bodies and in our lives, in the way we function just all around, is we don't understand the nature of the implicate order and the explicate order. This was something that David Bohm talked about, the physicist David Bohm talked about in the 1960s and 70s, 50s and 60s and 70s. David Bohm is considered to be a protege or at least a peer of Albert Einstein's. He's considered one of the greatest geniuses that ever lived, David Bohm, Nobel Prize winner. And he also ended up becoming a very spiritual guy too. It's no accident that when you get really, 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 really high up in the sciences, you get really spiritual. It's no accident that the greatest quantum physicists were, some of them were actually Buddhists, or they were at least very connected with Buddhist philosophy. So anyway, David Bohm talked about the invisible world coming from the visible world. He called it the implicate and the explicate order. And to me, when I first read about it, I was like, well, geez, that's common sense. I didn't understand. I still to this day don't understand why that's such a highfalutin, complex, abstract, and philosophical subject, that the inside, what's inside leads to what's outside. The inner world leads to the outer world on all levels. You want to focus on the inner world if you want to be powerful, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. You want to focus on the inside, the invisible world, if you want to be powerful biochemically and in terms of your health. That's why we're going the weeds with these things. Lipids, fats, are so unbelievable. Essential fatty, here's a classic example of why the essential fatty acids are so unbelievably important to understand, and how the implicate leads to the explicate. When we see something on the skin, for example, say you see a pimple on your skin, or say you see a wrinkle on your skin, what we don't realize is that pimple and that wrinkle started off in biochemistry and was preceded in that by some kind of problem. Some kind of duress, of which there's only two. There's deficiencies and there's toxicities. It's the only duresses. You're something you're supposed to be getting, you're not getting, or you're getting too much of something that you shouldn't be getting. Deficiencies and toxicities. Now, I break it up sometimes into oxygen deficiencies and nutritional deficiencies, and that's why I say starvation, suffocation, and toxification. So there's three kind of things, but basically, if you want to even simplify it more, it's deficiencies and toxicities. Period. That's the only thing that we have to concern ourselves with, is not getting enough of the good stuff or getting too much of the bad stuff. Pretty simple. When it comes to fats in the skin, say, I've said this before, I tell people, if you don't have enough fats in your skin, if your skin doesn't have the right fatty acids, fatty balances, if you're not getting enough essential fatty acids to get in your skin's going to be more sensitive. What does that mean? It means your skin's going to be more likely to inflame. What does that mean? It means that skin cells are going to be more likely to not move as they should. That means you're going to be more prone towards eczema. You're going to be more prone towards psoriasis. You're going to be more prone towards comedones and breakouts and pimples. You're going to be more prone towards sensitive skin, where everything you put on your skin makes you red, or everything you put in your body for that matter makes you red. And you're going to go, oh my God, what do? I got to go to the dermatologist, and he's going to give you a steroid cream. Or you're going to go to your esthetician, and she's going to give you some kind of topical whatever, herbal product. The point being that the reason your skin is sensitive, the reason your skin cells aren't growing correctly, the reason you got your acne and your eczema and your psoriasis and your sensitive skin and your dry skin for that matter, is because skin is not getting what it needs, or it's getting too much of the bad stuff. It's either deficient or it's toxic, especially in fats. When you don't get enough fats, essential fatty acids, the main player in inflammatory biochemistry, the balance of the main players in skin cell biochemistry, become disrupted. These main players are called prostaglandins. Prostaglandins, as in prostate gland. They call them prostaglandins because they were first discovered in the prostate gland. These prostaglandins are in just perfectly balanced. And when there is any kind of deficiency or toxicity, that throws off the prostaglandin balance. One of the major deficiencies for throwing off the prostaglandin balance is deficiencies in essential fatty acids. When you don't have enough fats, it completely disrupts prostaglandin chemistry, ultimately leading to cell breakdown, ultimately leading to more disruptions in prostaglandin chemistry, and that's the downward cascade of inflammation that leads to all skin diseases. Now, I hope that's not too complicated, but if it is, I think it's interesting, but if it's too complicated, just know this. omega-6 and omega-3. Omega-6 and omega-3, both essential fatty acids, are the main players in skin health, skin nutritional health. Essential fatty acids, your ultimate EFAs, your omega-6s and omega-3s in a balance. All right, and pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the bright side right after this.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back
on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. Got lines open, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls this segment. If we have calls, we're going to talk to Seth Breedlove at the bottom of the hour. Seth is a movie maker, and he actually has a series that he's pitching to media outlets called Small Town Monsters. It's kind of interesting, actually. The Mothman, we're going to talk about the Mothman. But a lot of small towns have legends of strange creatures for some reason. Now, you could say, well, that's all just imagination, but I don't know. It seems pretty pervasive. Not just small towns in this country, by the way. Small towns all over the world have legends of strange creatures. When I was growing up, there was the Jersey Monster in New Jersey that lived in the forests, and, of course, Bigfoot and all that. And clearly, something's happening. Loch Ness Monster. So anyway, it's a very interesting phenomenon. We'll talk to Seth Breedlove in our third segment and get your calls to this segment if we have them. So we're talking about these prostaglandins. The body is made up of all of these antagonistic or balancing systems. You've got contraction and expansion. In fact, contraction and expansion are probably the master binaries. You can think of these as binary systems. You've got, for example, insulin versus glucagon. Insulin helps stores fat or stores sugar as fat. Glucagon releases sugar from fat. You've got progesterone and estrogen. Progesterone is relaxing. Estrogen is stimulating. You've got your parasympathetic and you've got your sympathetic. You've got your inflammation and your anti-inflammation. You've got your prostaglandins that are associated with growth and stimulation. You've got your prostaglandins that are associated with relaxation. In fact, the body is always constantly, it's in this tightly held balance between growth and non-growth. Things just aren't supposed to just rapidly grow. That's cancer. Cancer is when things rapidly grow. The reason cancer, what causes cancer is the brakes get taken off. The body grows by a kind of balance between foot on the gas and foot on the brakes. When you have cancer, for some reason, the foot came off the brakes and now you've got your foot on the gas and you're careening downhill out of control. The brakes have to balance out the gas, and the brake pedal has to balance out the gas pedal, and when one overrides, you got a problem. You've got to kind of balance each other out, and this is what happens when we get sick. When we get sick, the balance is thrown off. In the skin, that balance, that thrown off balance can show up as rapid growth. That's what a pimple is, a comedone, they call it. That's when you have rapid growth of cells inside a follicle. By the way, there's a lot of people who think that they can clog their pores with a skincare product. In fact, I would say most people who don't understand how the skin works, which is most people, think that you can clog the pores, that products will clog the pores. Oh, I hear people say this all the time. Oh, I can't put that on. That clogs my pores. Believing that if you put something on the skin, you're going to literally cause a pore to get clogged up with the product. That's not what causes a clogged pore. That's a complete misunderstanding of how the skin works. You don't clog a pore with a topical product. Otherwise, every time you put makeup on, you would clog all your pores. Obviously, that doesn't happen. Clogged pores are the result of cells that are growing out of control inside of a follicle, inside a little pore, a little opening. Your skin has all of these openings. They're called follicles. They're covered with holes called pores. A pore is an opening to a follicle, like a rabbit hole has an opening to the place where the rabbit lives, whatever you call it, the rabbit hole. There's a top to the rabbit hole, and then there's the hole itself. A pore is the top. A follicle is the hole. And like all parts of the body, the follicle is lined with cells. When those cells overgrow, you get a clogged pore. It's not a product that clogs the pores. That's nonsensical when you think about it. Again, because we don't see the inside. We always see things from the outside. We get deluded into believing that things start from the outside. When we see on the outside, that's where they started. Anyway, the question then is, what is causing those cells to divide so rapidly? And again, it's only two things, deficiency and toxicity. In the case of skin cells, usually it's deficiencies in fats. The correct kind of fats. I hope everybody understands that. Fatty vitamins, phytonutrients to a certain extent, and essential fatty acids. That's why if you want to have non-comedonal skin, skin that doesn't have pimples on it, it doesn't matter what you put on the skin. I know there's, I can't use that product. It's comedogenic. You know what about comedogenic, by the way? Comedogenic means it causes comedones, it causes pimples. Do you know when a company is testing an ingredient to see if it will cause comedones? It takes them
4 to 8 weeks to determine whether that comedone will form in response to that product. Why 4 to 8 weeks? Because that's how long it takes a skin cell to grow. If it was really clogging the pores, if a product was really clogging the pores the way we think it is, the product was clogging the pores, it would happen instantaneously. It doesn't. It takes 4 to 8 weeks. Because what's happening when an ingredient causes a comedone, or i.e. is comedogenic, it's irritating, it's toxifying the cells inside the follicle. It's a toxicity issue, not a mechanical issue. Toxicity and deficiency, those are the only two things we have to control if we want to be healthy, whether we want our skin to be healthy or any other organ of the body, or whether we as an organism want to be healthy. Toxicity and deficiency, toxicity and deficiency. I don't talk too much about toxicity. I talk a lot about deficiency. I've seen, based on my experience, the biggest problem is deficiency, because I've seen all kinds of turnarounds take place when people start to get on a nutritional supplement program or change the way we eat. I'm not marginalizing toxicity. Toxicity is definitely a problem. We live in a toxic environment. We live in a toxic world. GMOs are everywhere. Do you know, by the way, body fat is one of the ways the body handles toxicity? Body fat is a storage depot for toxicity, because most toxins are fatty. Why would most toxins be fatty? Because if toxins weren't fatty, they would just rinse out of your body. Think about it. Very few water-soluble toxins, because toxins can flow right out of the body. The really problematic toxins are the lipophilic ones, and your body fat acts as a storage depot for these toxins that can't be rinsed out as easily as oil-soluble toxins. Glyphosate and other pesticides and fertilizers and drugs, prescription drugs, the most toxic prescription drugs get stored in body fat. Preservatives from foods, preservatives from chemicals that make it into your skin, hormones, all kinds of stuff gets stored in body fat, environmental toxins. Even there's a phenomenon known as sick building syndrome. Just emanations that come from paint and from carpeting can get stored in body fat. It's one of the reasons why people feel like they're toxic if they lose a lot of weight really fast. By the way, there's a great book called Tired, Not Toxic, Toxic, Not Tired, I'm sorry. And then also another one called Detoxify or Die by Dr. Sherry Rogers, where she goes into this quite elaborately, actually, Toxic, Not Tired. She goes into it really elaborately. She talks about the various enzyme systems, and it turns out that a lot of the trace minerals, copper, manganese, selenium, zinc, these play a very, very important role in helping the body detoxify itself of some of these poisons. They're involved in the detoxification enzyme system. Of course, glutathione is probably the most important. In fact, glutathione is ridiculously powerful. You can't necessarily get glutathione supplementally, but you can help your body make glutathione by using selenium, amino acid glutamine, the amino acid glycine, and N-acetylcysteine, maybe some sulfur too. I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236. Actually, we're going to have a guest coming up in our next segment, Seth Breedlove, filmmaker, and his latest film is The Mothman. We'll talk to Seth Breedlove coming up in our next segment.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
1 week until Election Day, 45 days until the government runs out of money, and 85 days until Inauguration Day. This is also the day Amy Coney Barrett will begin working as a justice for the Supreme Court. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Fox News Monday night.
Well, first of all, Justice Ginsburg said last year 9 was the right number. Look, they've been threatening to pack the court before the Barrett nomination came along, before Justice Ginsburg passed away. These are long-standing threats. They may have ratcheted up a little bit lately, but this isn't anything new. They've been promising to blow up the Senate by changing the filibuster rule, admitting 2 new states, D.C. and Puerto Rico, to give them 4 new Democratic senators, and packing the Supreme Court. They were talking about that earlier in the year. Nothing new, same old threats and intimidation by the hard left in America today.
USA Radio News.
Cardio FX from Longevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got 4 major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Republicans praised Monday's confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court, while Democrats were denouncing the results. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Both sides of the political aisle reacted Monday to Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation. Texas Senator Ted Cruz said it represented a promise kept from President Trump.
Today, President Donald Trump delivered on one of the central promises he made to the American people, to nominate principled constitutionalists to the U.S. Supreme Court. Today, the Republican majority in the United States Senate delivered on one of the principal promises we made to the American people, to confirm principled constitutionalists to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer had a much different outlook. The New York Democrat called the day one of the darkest in the Senate's history.
As workers continue to fall behind, as unlimited dark money floods our politics, as reactionary state legislatures curtail a woman's right to choose, gerrymander districts, and limit the rights of minorities to vote, my deepest, greatest, and most abiding sadness tonight is for the American people and what this nomination will mean for their lives, their freedoms, their fundamental rights.
The elevation of Justice Barrett to be the nation's 115th justice, replacing Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the bench at 1 First Street. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on the bright side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com. Also, BrightsideBen.com. You can purchase longevity products at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com. We have news stories, blog posts, videos, lots of good health information. Also, our Truth Skin Health products can be purchased at TruthTreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. 100% active and functional ingredients. TruthTreatments.com. And take a look at our over 1,004 and 5-star reviews at TruthReviewed.com. All right. I am looking forward to speaking to our next guest. He is a movie maker, and he's written and produced and directed various movies. But his specialty is monsters, small-town monsters, and his latest movie is a Mothman movie, The Mothman Legacy. Please welcome to The Bright Side, Seth Breedlove. Hey, Seth.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Good morning. Good to talk to you. So I grew up in New Jersey, and we had a thing called the New Jersey Monster, or the New Jersey Devil, more technically, and we also had Bigfoot. And I noticed that you, in your documentary series, you've got various towns and various monsters associated with the towns. And I imagine this is a phenomenon that happens all over the world. What is it about small towns that attracts this kind of mythologies?
that's the thing that kind of drew me to all of this, honestly, because I grew up in a small town, so small town legends and urban legends, something I grew up around and something I was sort of obsessed with, especially as I got older, because I think it speaks to sort of the culture of a community and how a community might be perceived across the country. But I don't know specifically what it is about these rural communities that sort of maybe draw these phenomena to them, but I do know that the towns that know how to play their cards right, once they've had one of these events happen,
they can make some money.
They know how to turn it into a tourism draw. And yeah. I mean, you know, there's states and cities all across there, or villages and towns all across the United States who have found recently that this is a great way to bring people to the community. It doesn't take anything away from the reality of the event, but if they play their cards right and they know how to do it, they can definitely turn it into something that helps to revitalize a small town, financial.
So you grew up in a small town in Ohio. What town is it?
Yeah. It's called Bolivar, Ohio. It's somewhere between Canton, Ohio and New Philadelphia.
Ohio. So that sounds sort of ambiguous, like they couldn't make up their mind. New Philadelphia, Ohio. So what was your monster?
You know what? We had a couple, actually. The closest one to us was called the Minerva Monster, which ended up being the focus of my first movie back in 2015, and that was a Bigfoot-type creature that was seen outside of this tiny town called Minerva, which, I mean, is even further out of the way than Bolivar. I mean, it's really not close to anything. But in the late 70s, there was a series of Bigfoot sightings that mostly centered around one family, and they called the police. The police got involved, and it became sort of a big international story with media traveling from all over the world to interview this family and search the woods for the Minerva Monster.
Now, Bigfoot, that, there's got to be some reality to that. That cannot be told, like, fabricated, can it?
No, I of all the cryptids that I've looked into, the monster cases I've looked into, Bigfoot's the one that I've actually experienced something that I can only attribute to something like that. I was in the Ouachita Mountains in Oklahoma for a number of days with a group that searches for Bigfoot called the North American Wood Ape Conservancy, and they were in there. They go into one sort of pocket of wilderness, and they're in there for about 7 days at a time in these shifts of four or five guys, and they're in there for about 7 months straight. And I was in there for a few days documenting what they do for a movie, and while we were there, we experienced all sorts of strange things, chief of which would have been some bizarre eye glow or eye shine that I filmed on a hill behind the cabin, and something throwing rocks and screaming at us in the middle of the night right around 2 a.m.
Now, screaming like clearly like otherworldly or non-human sort of screaming?
You know what? Very similar to what a gibbon laughter sounds like is what we recorded or felt like we heard. Sounded very much like a primate, you know, like a monkey, a big old monkey.
And you have a recording of it?
No, we did. Yeah, that's I messed up in that I don't have a recording of it. I do have the eye shine on camera though, and that's actually part of the film. But unfortunately, I didn't get the screaming on audio.
No. Oh my goodness. Okay. All right. So, tell us about Mothman. That's like one of the creepiest ones.
Yeah, I think the Mothman's probably gained a lot of notoriety, especially in the last few years, because of the Richard Gere movie that came out in the early 2000s called The Mothman Prophecies. That movie really sort of catapulted the Mothman as a pop culture figure onto the world stage. And
give a brief synopsis for people who haven't seen it.
Yeah, so the story revolves around a creature, a glowing red-eyed being that was seen outside of a town called Point Pleasant, West Virginia, back in the 1960s, between 1966 and 1967. It was witnessed by up to 200 witnesses, claimed to have encountered it. The creature was seen prior to the collapse of a bridge spanning the Ohio River that ended up killing 46 lives. And then that was sort of the what people consider the core Mothman legend. Our movie, The Mothman Legacy, takes a look at what happened after that. So it kind of starts in 1967 and brings all that up to present day. And we were able to interview numerous witnesses who claim to have encountered Mothman since 1967 all around the state of West Virginia and Appalachia in general.
Not too much moonshine, nothing to do with moonshine or anything like that, huh?
No, I at least not in every case. I would not to moonshine, no.
Where do UFOs fit into all this stuff?
Well, the 1966 and 67 wave of sightings were accompanied by mass UFO sightings. Unfortunately, what a lot of people do is they sort of consider that part of the Mothman story, those UFO waves that were happening in West Virginia. But, you know, in my own research, I've uncovered that there were sightings of UFOs around the state of West Virginia that really kicked off in the 50s and went up until the late 70s, where they were just being seen on a daily basis. So if anything happened during the 60s and 70s, it was automatically being lumped in with the UFO sightings that were taking place around the state. But UFOs have always played a huge role in West Virginia weirdness.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just so happened that those strange sightings overlapped with the Mothman.
Hey, hang on to that thought. I want to talk about the psychological implications of some of these monsters. I imagine you're familiar with the work of Carl Jung. I want to talk about how that relates to the outer manifestation of these monsters relates to our inner monsters and inner demons. We've got Seth Breedlove on The Bright Side. We'll be back with more right after this. Don't go away.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back with Seth Breedlove, director of the Mothman Legacy. Is that right, Seth? The Mothman Legacy?
Yeah, that's
the latest one. All right, we'll talk about the movie here in a moment, but I want to talk real quickly about what do you think of this connection between the inner archetypal monsters and demons that we all have and the manifestation of these things?
I mean, that's a big question, and it's one that we're kind of exploring in our films within the context of our films, especially the Mothman Legacy and the Mark of the Bow Witch movie we have coming out next year. We really dive into some of the bigger topics that we're dealing with when we're talking about these monsters, because something like the Mothman might seem like a fairly recent, you know, phenomena, but when you really look at history and descriptions of what this creature might be, it sounds very similar to some of the demonic entities, you know, like talked about throughout history that we've heard about. It also draws parallels to some of the legends of the Scotch-Irish, which settled Appalachia, which is where the West Virginia, sort of originated. So you can draw correlations between things that have actually been around, you know, far longer than 1967, like the banshees, which are these red-eyed creatures that precede a tragedy. That's very similar to what people say the Mothman is. So it's a big question, and it's one that we could probably spend the rest of our lives debating and talking about, because I think there's a lot more going on here that we might realize.
Wow, that's really fascinating. So the banshees were similar to Mothman in the sense that they were like they portend a doom of some kind.
Yes. Yeah, they were they preceded a tragedy or a death. You know, and when you get into it's interesting because when you get into West Virginia's urban legends and their local folklore, there was even a Birdman that was seen around Point Pleasant in the 1930s. And the interesting thing about that, it was always said to sort of be a harbinger of doom. It was there to warn farmers and things like that about oncoming disaster. So this has been around for a long time. It's just maybe we put a new face on it in the 60s and said, hey, it's the Mothman, and gave it this name that sort of made it a pop culture figure.
Right. Why do you suppose there's never any documentation, like definitive documentation? Is that intentional, or is there something that just goes along with these things that they can't be, that they're not photographed, or there's no official? It's always somebody's word or somebody's story or experience.
End of the day, that's all it's probably ever going to be, honestly. I don't know what to attribute that to, other than when you have an event arise that you're not expecting, something, you know, that you're definitely not anticipating seeing, say, a 6 or 7 foot tall winged demon, red-eyed demon on a road late at night. The last thing you're going to think to do maybe is pick up a cell phone and start snapping pictures of it. You know,
with all the sightings, somebody would have had a camera somewhere, no?
I mean, that's the big question. It's like, why don't we have a body of any of these things either?
Yeah.
Is it just, a psychological sort of embodiment of something deeper? Or, you know, like, what are we dealing with here?
Have you ever heard of this thing called the Fermi paradox?
I have not, no.
The Fermi paradox is this idea that if there's all these planets out there, how come we haven't, and all the possibility of life in outer space, how come nobody's ever reached us or nobody's ever contacted us? And they call that the Fermi paradox. And it's almost like some of these ideas have to be kept separate from us somehow. It seems like the implication is they have to be. That they live in a different realm. They don't live in a material realm. They live in a realm of ideas or even imagination. Do you think that makes it less valuable or less important or less real?
Oh, no. And I approach all of this from a historical standpoint, too. You know, like whether or not there's actually a Mothman or a Bigfoot or the Jersey Devil, it really is irrelevant to me. My ultimate goal here is to document these stories and keep them in a historical context. So, because regardless of what you think of the factual reality of something like a Mothman, you can't deny that it has had a massive impact on Point Pleasant. And when it happened, it had a massive impact on Point Pleasant as well. So it's putting these stories in a historical context and kind of like creating a time capsule, if you will. So when future generations can go back and learn about them.
Yeah, so you're memorializing the story rather than the... Yeah, I got it. And so when other cultures look back, they'll see these were our stories. Because you can probably tell a lot about a civilization by stories. So that will have meaning for them. Like in the big picture, we have a thing about death, and we have a thing about doom, and we live in an uncertain world, and we live in a place where we never know, you know, what's around the corner, or we're under the sword of Damocles. And in a way, that's what these monsters are kind of telling us, that the world is uncertain, that there's danger, and you don't know. It's like a grand adventure out there. And that's a statement about our culture.
It is, and it's also, you know, these events, again, whether they happen or not, a lot of the people who experience these things are convinced they happen. So, you can't deny the impact that these things have had on the lives of people who claim to have witnessed these creatures, whether it's psychological or a real flesh and blood being that they're encountering. It's affected their lives, and in a lot of cases, it's affected their lives for good, you know, like
it'll
never change. Yeah,
whether or not the cause was real, the effects are real, so to speak.
Exactly.
So, like, give an example of some of these effects.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the biggest one that I come back to are some of the witnesses of the Mothman who, you know, I guess I'll pull one from our movie, from the Mothman Legacy. We interviewed a girl named Leah Wilson. She had a sighting when she was just a child. While she was staying at her, I believe it was her aunt and uncle's house, she woke up in the middle of the night and heard this screeching howl echoing down the holler where her family's house was. And she ran to the window, opened the window, and this creature flew past the window. And, you know, we asked her, like, how has that affected you to this day? And there's not a day that goes by where she doesn't think about this event. You know, it's made her leery of going on back roads late at night. It's caused nightmares, you know, dreams, things like that. And we talked to witnesses who've had their entire life changed by encounters with these creatures. There was a guy named Howie Caton who we interviewed about the Minerva Monster sightings. And he saw the Minerva Monster as a teenager, as a senior in high school. He reported it. All he did was report what he claimed to have seen, and it became this laughing stock of the entire town. You know, like he talks about his final year in high school as if it was a complete disaster. Kids would chant Minerva Monster and Bigfoot at him when they'd see him, and kids would drive up their driveway late at night screaming, you know, Bigfoot, stuff like that. And it completely ruined his, you know, senior year of high school. And for a long time, he did everything he could to distance himself from that story because of how people reacted to his, you know, to basically him just reporting what he encountered.
Did anybody change, like, permanently for the, like get permanent benefits from it, from an encounter?
Yeah, I mean, I've met people who consider it a positive experience because they've sort of dedicated their lives to what they believe is trying to find the truth behind it. I don't know that I've met anyone who felt like they were, you know, immediately blessed by what they encountered or anything like that, but those people definitely exist.
Have you ever talked to anybody who had a near-death experience?
I don't think I have. I've interviewed almost 200 people, so there's probably someone in there that I'm just forgetting about.
Right, that's pretty cool. So now, where do people get the movie? It's not. Is it a regular movie in theaters?
It'll be available on streaming platforms on October 20th. It's distributed by 1091 Pictures. So it'll be available on all major platforms, Amazon, iTunes, and all that. And actually, pre-orders for it launch tomorrow. And DVD and Blu-ray is through smalltownmonsters.com.
Smalltownmonsters.com, and it's called The Mothman Legacy.
Yep.
Are there other Mothman, Mothman 4, Mothman 5, and other Mothman movies coming out?
So we have The Mothman of Point Pleasant that came out in 2017, and that is our look at that 1966 and 67 flap, the big, you know, UFOs, Men in Black, and Mothman. And then we have another movie called Terror in the Skies that takes a look at the sightings of large-winged creatures around the state of Illinois.
Oh, wow. Smalltownmovies.com. Everything's available there?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Seth Breedlove, for coming on The Bright Side. Best of luck to you.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you. That was Seth Breedlove, smalltownmonsters.com, if you're interested in checking out his work. And that is all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.